The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra kicks off the 2012-13 season in grand style on Tuesday, September the 18th. Not only does superstar soprano Renee Fleming make her Cincinnati debut, the evening starts out with Bella Notte, a pre-concert celebration followed by an after-concert party. Event co-chair Melanie Chavez and creative chair Joe Rigotti are here with me to supply the details. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with dinner.
We wanted to create an evening that evokes 1960s jet set Italy. So think Capri, think Positano, but also think Sophia Loren, a little Fellini. That makes it a really kind of warm, exotic feel in the music hall ballroom.
How are you going to invoke that?
Well, we're going to keep up with this lovely weather we've been having, and it's going to be a great night as guests drive up to Music Hall. They'll be just like pulling into the beaches of Capri and Positano with the beautiful market umbrellas. And then as guests make their way up to the ballroom, they may meet some very dashing Italian models perched on some Vespas, a Sophia Loren lookalike. And then we're going to really transform the room into almost a Pucci-style environment with really bright colors and some just gorgeous lemon-scented centerpieces that really take people back to Italy, 1960s, and away from 2012 Cincinnati.
And as I said, this is a dinner, right?
Yes. We partnered with the Phoenix to really try and create something special for our guests. With Renee Fleming coming to town, you have to have a gala and opening night dinner that really reflects elegance and timelessness. So we've partnered with Joe and with the Phoenix to really hopefully create something beautiful for everyone.
And this is on a Tuesday evening, so it will be a nice break in the week to really experience something special.
Tuesday evening, all of the larger cities have huge events early in the week. So we think bringing this to Cincinnati on a Tuesday evening is interesting, chic, and, you know, affords people who are booked on the weekends an opportunity to attend.
Who's doing the catering for this event?
The catering is the Phoenix. We're also partnering with some other organizations in town like Fresh Market and some others just to help and add little nuances here and there to really take the evening over the top.
And is this going to be a seated dinner or a dinner by the bite, or how is it going to
work? It will be a seated dinner, but we're really creating an atmosphere that it's not heavy Italian food. It's more like, think the Mediterranean Italian food. So it's really going to be flavorful and robust, but you certainly aren't going to be put to sleep in your seats by the meal, especially then again with Renee Fleming singing. You want to be alert and really witnessing this once in a lifetime opportunity.
And speaking of Renee Fleming, she is called the People's Diva for her down-to-earth personality and her magnetic stage presence. And Maestro Sebastian Lang Lessing is going to lead the CSO in a program of arias and symphonic songs and American popular songs. And I'm just hoping she features some songs from her Dark Hope CD, which was her most recent release. And she really surprised me with Band of Horses, No One's Gonna Love You. So maybe she's going to do that. Will she be at the event?
We have our fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
They can't promise us anything, but she does have dear friends here in Cincinnati. And so we are hoping that after she graces us with a beautiful performance that she will attend the post-concert reception.
And talk a little bit about that.
And as Joe just mentioned, so dinner is going to be robust, but it's going to be light, not heavy. And so after the concert, we want everyone to come back to the ballroom for a nice glass of Prosecco, of course, to top your evening off with, and a dessert buffet. So we'll have lots of small options for people to choose from just so that they can say hello to friends again before they head out for the evening.
And are these separately ticketed items?
You can buy the entire evening, or you can just come for the post-concert reception as well.
There's more going on to this dinner than just, it is a wonderful time and a special occasion.
Yes, it is. It's a chance for the CSO to pay tribute to two of their longtime supporters in Rick and Vicki Reynolds. They have both been so generous to the CSO. Rick is currently on the CSO board. He is a past board chairman. He and his wife both co-chair the 2006 New Year's Eve gala. So they've been friends with the CSO and the Pops for a very long time. So this is a chance for the CSO to basically recognize them in front of their peers for all the work that they've done.
What time does the dinner start?
Cocktails start at 5, dinner is at 6, and a concert is at 7:30, and then we'll all come back right after the concert.
So it's a doable evening on a school night.
It is a school night.
Are the proceeds going toward a special fund, or is this to benefit the CSO?
It's to benefit the CSO. They wanted to do something really special for Renee, so we're putting together this evening, and so far things are looking great with attendance numbers. People can call the box office for gala tickets and for the dinner tickets as well, so, and all the proceeds go to the CSO.
And this is the first time she's appeared in her long career. She has never appeared either with the CSO or with the opera before.
No, so this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That's really why I wanted personally to get involved with this, and I know Joe as well. You won't be able to experience this again. So if you love vocal music, if you love the CSO, you don't want to miss this.
And it's one night only, so it's not like she's coming back later in the week. It is truly a once-in-a-lifetime, one-night-only experience.
It sounds like it's going to be absolutely spectacular. Do you want to add anything more about the design and how you've
been? I think it's just going to be a really great evening that typical Cincinnati doesn't experience. So we really want to make it warm, inviting, fun, a little sexy, if I can use that word. I get a little dangerous using the word sexy. But we really want it to be a fantastic night. And like Melanie said, it's all about the experience of Renee Fleming. So we really want to heighten that.
Melanie, I know there are a lot of other people involved in making this amazing event happen.
There are. My co-chair for the evening is Janine Winkleman, and she and I have been working together for about 5 years on galas around the community. And of course, Joe Rigotti, our creative chair, and we have an amazing committee. We have a committee of about 30 of arts patrons in our community, so we're very lucky.
And sponsorship must be on a...
Absolutely. Our sponsors have been so generous this year. Our presenting sponsor is the late Louise Dieterle Nippert. So we really thank her for supporting this event and for believing in the CSO like she has. And we do have amazing supporting sponsors as well with Bartlett & Company, the Otto M. Buttig Family Foundation, the Oliver Family Foundation, and Western & Southern. And concert sponsor U.S. Bank.
Well, it's going to be a really exciting evening. And Melanie Chavez is co-chair of the CSO's opening night festivities. And Joe Rigotti is the creative chair. And I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening. Renee Fleming joins the CSO for one night only, Tuesday, September 18th at Music Hall. The pre-concert Bella Notte and after-party tickets are available through the CSO box office. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.
This is a thing so divine.